Man was found shot to death in Canton Tuesday morning. Police Chief John Gabbard says a 911 call sent officers to a parking lot at the Skyline Terrace Apartments in the 900 block of Allen Page Drive Southeast at about 7 o'clock. A man was found near a vehicle with a gunshot wound to the back. Anyone with information asked to contact Canton Police at 330-489-3144 or send tips to TIP411 or Stark County Crime Stoppers. The victim's identity has not been determined. Police are investigating. An incident involving a chase and gunshots has resulted in a trial date for a local man. 29-year-old Ollie Dukes of Canton accused of firing shots at a man April 15th and fleeing from police on a motorcycle. He's also accused of following the victim's girlfriend, attempting to strike her vehicle and slashing a tire. He and the woman share two children. Dukes faces charges including felonious assault, failure to comply, and criminal damaging or endangering. He's prohibited from having a firearm due to a 2019 conviction for resisting arrest. Pretrial hearing scheduled for August 12th with trial set for the 24th. A North Canton police investigation into missing Booster Club money has resulted in a Stark County grand jury indictment. Prosecutors accused Tricia Smith of stealing more than $73,000 from the North Canton Cheerleader Parents Association and the Lady Vikings Basketball Booster Club between May 2023 and last December. Smith charged with telecommunications fraud, grand theft, and two counts of misuse of credit cards. Investigators say she served as acting treasurer of the cheerleader organization before resigning last July after questions were raised about its finances. The City of Canton and Plain Township have a new annexation agreement. Council voted unanimously for the deal Monday. It was approved by trustees last week. The repository reports the township would get all property tax revenue from annexed properties. It will provide police, fire, and emergency medical services to annexed properties and maintain most of the roads it already maintains. Canton would provide building department services along with lower in-city water and sewage rates. The city zoning code would apply to those areas. The city would collect its 2.5% income tax from annexed properties, with the township getting 1%. The plan applies only to single-family homes, duplexes, and triplexes. North Canton City Council approved a series of property swaps Monday. The city would turn over the 4.5 acres adjoining Hoover High School to the school district. In a change to the original plan, the Dogwood Pool would remain with the district until 2030. The city would then pay for its demolition and take over the land. The district would demolish the current middle school in fall 2027 in time for the opening of a new building. The 14-acre site of the closed school, which adjoins Whitworth Park, would go to the city. The district would also transfer the 6-acre site of the former Orchard Hill School to the city. It adjoins the city-owned Arrowhead Golf Club. Felony charges filed against a 20-year-old Negley man in connection with the death of a 2-year-old. A Columbiana County grand jury secretly indicted Seth Hildebrand on charges of involuntary manslaughter and endangering children stemming from an incident in late December 2024. The Allegheny County Medical Examiner ruled the child died at UPMC Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh in early 2025 from blunt force head trauma. Hildebrand was arrested Saturday and remains in the Columbiana County Jail. He's scheduled for arraignment July 30th. Hunters interested in a special deer hunt at Sheepskin Hollow State Nature Preserve must attend a mandatory meeting August 16th at 3 p.m. at Middleton Township Fish and Game. After the meeting, eligible hunters can purchase a $5 lottery ticket for a chance to participate. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources offering the hunt as part of its next year program to reduce deer populations that threaten native plants. More information available from ODNR. Sheepskin Hollow, one of several preserves statewide, selected for both archery and gun hunting. Former Youngstown Police Lieutenant Brian Flynn has been ordered reinstated with back pay after an appeals court ruling. The city argued the arbitrator exceeded his authority and said Flynn's failure to follow up on cyber tips from the Ohio Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force warranted termination. Flynn's attorney contended the arbitration award was valid, citing his 26-year career and mitigating factors. Common Pleas Court Judge Maureen Sweeney originally ruled Flynn should be reinstated. The current full-time Poland and part-time New Middletown officer was fired in December 2022. A suspended sentence for a Youngstown man following an incident in the city last fall. 19-year-old Edward Agee was given 2 years probation on charges of inducing panic and tampering with evidence. He also received a 120-day sentence in the county jail with credit for 75 days served. Police say multiple people arrived at the South Fieldhouse on Market Street October 3rd and made threats with a rifle. Bond for AG was revoked in April after he was found during a traffic stop with a weapon inside his vehicle.